Hey, Terp fans, we're back here with the Hear the Turtle Summer Check-In, this time with new men's basketball addition Arno Rivas. A native of Sion, Switzerland, Arno previously played professionally in France. A 6'10 forward, Rivas will provide depth for the Terps inside as they head into the 2020-2021 season. We talked to Arno about a variety of topics, his basketball journey, his time in his hometown, and his sports hero, hint, it's Roger Federer. Let's get to our interview with Arno Rivas.
Hear the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
We're back here on Hear the Turtle with new Maryland forward. We have to figure out a nickname for you involving Switzerland, Arno, but we'll get to that at some point. His name's Arno Rivas. Arno, thanks for joining our show. First of all, take us through your last couple months. Your season professionally ends a little bit early. You decide on coming to the States and playing in college. Just take us through running up to that decision to come to Maryland.
Like for the whole year, like we finished like mid-March because of the COVID, so it was a bit strange, and I had to take a decision, you know, like would I stay in France, would I go away in America? And it has always been like a big dream of me to go to America and play in a university. And you know, like I made a contact with Maryland, and yeah, it was super cool. Like the coach is awesome, and I had a super great feeling. And so yeah, with all the opportunity that was coming to me, you know, going to Maryland, that's super cool. Like, I was like, I have to go to Maryland. There's no way. Like, the feeling was perfect. The coach is cool. Like, everything was fitting for me. So, yeah, I committed to Maryland. You know, like, it's a great experience for me.
What, take us through a little bit of your basketball journey. And you talked about it in your quote when we announced you're coming here. You started playing basketball at 15. What was the journey sort of up to starting to play basketball and then now having the opportunity to play in college here in the U.S.?
Like, it's just like I met people, you know, like it was really like not – I didn't preview to play basketball. Like it was crazy for me. Like I met an old basketball player and was like, oh, you have a great physique. You have to do basketball. There's no way you don't play basketball. And so I just tried, you know, like – because I did track and field for 8 years. And I said, yeah, why not? I'm going to try basketball for 2-3 months and see if it's okay for me. And, you know, like after 4 months, I said, okay, I stop track and field and I go 100% into basketball. So that was the turning point a little bit. And then I had the big opportunity to go in France because the formation for young players in Switzerland is not so good. So France was a big opportunity for me. And when I went there, like, I just stepped up my game, you know, like in 4 years, I learned a lot.
And Arno, what were your first impressions of the game when you first started playing? I'm sure it was, you know, foreign to you to an extent, you know, you maybe watched games a little bit growing up, but you know, what were your first impressions and when did you kind of feel like, oh, okay, I think I can be pretty good at this if I stick with it?
I think it took me like, yeah, half a year to really start to enjoy, because at the start it's hard, you know, you don't know how to shoot, to pass, you don't have the mindset of a basketball player, so you don't understand when to place yourself or how to play with teammates. But after half a year you start kind of understand how to pass, how to position yourself, and it's starting to become fun, you know, to play basketball. So that was like the point where I said, oh yeah, it's great, I want to play basketball, like for real.
When did you hit the growth spurt that sort of like necessitated your change of sport? Obviously in track, you can do a variety of different events. So your physique can kind of like translate different things. But when did you get to the point where you're like, oh man, I mean, I'm a tall guy. Basketball might be the thing.
Yeah. You know, like it was strange because when I was young, everybody was saying, oh, you do basketball. And I was like, no, sorry, I don't do basketball. Yeah, it was kind of strange situations, but I didn't really want it to try it, but if professionals say you have to do it, I was like, I'm not going to say no. And after like two months, I started to think about stopping track and field. You know, it took a bit of time because I really loved to track and field. I did like decathlon. I don't really remember if you say that like in English.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped and went for basketball, but I think it was the best decision of my life, you know. For real.
And Arno, you bring up the track and field career there, and you specialize in the high jump. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So exactly. If you're walking out to the track right now, what are you clearing on the bar? How many meters up are we clearing right now? I know it's probably been a while, but what are we talking right now?
It's been a while, but when I was turning 16, I jumped 175 in centimeters. So it's one like, I don't know how much, but in feet, it's like, I don't know, 5'6", maybe.
Probably taller than that.
I have no clue, yeah. But it was a great height because I finished 6th in Switzerland, like whole Switzerland. So it was a great jump.
So proficient in multiple sports there.
Kind of, yeah, you could say that.
Do you feel like that track background just kind of helps you, you know, into your basketball career? You know, you have to do a lot of different things in the decathlon. You're running, you're jumping, you kind of have all those, you know, athletic feats that you have to be good at. Do you think that's kind of translated now into kind of how you move around the court and play your basketball game?
Oh, for sure. Like, if I didn't do track, I wouldn't be here. Like, I'm 100% sure. I wouldn't run, jump, move like I can move. And it's like the biggest asset I have, you know, because if I can say it like that, I'm a bit late in basketball, you know, knowledge and everything. But all I got, like my running skills and everything, gave me the opportunity to go in France. Like they took me and said, you don't know how to play basketball, but it's okay. You run, you jump, you are 6'7", so you have a great potential. We take you, like, it was like the biggest thing, like, that I did track and field. Otherwise I wouldn't play basketball, I think. Like, it would have been hard for me to have the level I have right now, you know.
When you initially started playing basketball, I'm sure you got on the court a couple times and then went back and started just watch guys to try to model your game after different people. Who did you sort of settle on as guys that you're like, okay, I can kind of model my game a little bit after these guys, whether in the NBA, college, whatever?
Yeah, first, you know, like I stayed in my country, so I watched Clint Capella a lot, like, because, you know, he's like from Switzerland, and I was thinking, like, it's my example. And he also went in France, you know, for his formation as a young player. So it was kind of the same as me. So it was interesting, you know, to watch what they did, how he's playing, how he's using, you know, his hands, playing back to the rim and everything. And I also watched a lot of, I don't really have his name right now, but a big guy from the Pistons. So yeah, I don't remember his
name. Andre Drummond?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, for me, like, NBA was the biggest, like, inspiration, because when you start so late, you don't have any knowledge in, like, professional players. So NBA was the biggest point where I could find players and say, oh, he's a great guy, I want to play a bit like him, and find information, you know.
What was it like to sort of start to feel like you were kind of getting the game down? Obviously, when you're out there initially and there's guys that have been playing longer, it's, you know, that's kind of like a humbling experience for anybody doing anything. What was the moment where you felt, maybe it was that transition to going to France where you felt like you'd kind of figured it out. When did you feel that moment where you're like, okay, I can do this at a pretty high level?
I think it took me like 2 years, because in the first years in France, I didn't really play with my teammates. I went like in a lower, you know, team to understand the game, because the under 18 level in France is really good, and they couldn't really give me like 20 minutes in under 18. Like, I didn't play basketball before. Like, I did 5-6 months. They couldn't just put me in the game and say, oh, learn, you know. So I went in the under 17 team, and after 1 year I did under 18, and after that I was too old for under 18, so I went in under 21. And when I started in under 21, I think that's like the point when I said, oh, I can play, like, for real, I have a good level, I can compete. And yeah, that was like the turning point for me to say I can compete at a high level, you know.
Arno, did you ever imagine that you'd be coming to the United States for college, let alone playing basketball, you know, at a Division I university, Power 5 school like Maryland? I mean, is this kind of like this dream starting to come true for you?
Yeah, for real, like, because I thought I could find, you know, maybe a mid-major or a kind of good team, but I never expect, like, maybe Maryland, you know, like, it's really a big team. The Big Ten is a huge conference. Like, for me, it's crazy. It's incredible. Like, I couldn't express it right now, but
Have you seen any videos of games at Maryland, and are you excited to play in front of those 17,000 to 18,000 fans?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've seen like the flag drop and everything. Like, the ambience is crazy. Like, for real, it's super cool. Like, I'm impatient to play, you know, in the court and have everyone around me. Like, it's crazy, for real.
I don't know if you've seen the Maryland flag yet. I'm sure you have, but you're about to see it a lot more in your day-to-day life.
Yes, you are.
Maryland flags all over the place.
I guess, yeah.
What, growing up in Switzerland, who are obviously a big winter sports culture, a good soccer culture. Who are some of the sort of the sporting heroes when you're growing up in Switzerland that you're kind of looking to as guides to playing at a really high level, regardless of the sport?
Yeah, like maybe the biggest like sport player in Switzerland would be Roger Federer in tennis.
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah,
he is the biggest, like, for real. Every Switzerland people for Switzerland all know him. Like, he's the biggest guy, you know. Like, you talk about Roger Federer in every like publicity, he's everywhere. Like, you cannot not know him, you know. But after that, like, yeah, we have skiing. Like, we have good people that ski. And soccer, we are not so bad, yeah. But mainly, like, Roger Federer, like, is a big inspiration for me.
He's a big inspiration over here, too. You can't have him over here, too.
He's the GOAT, man. Come on. Yeah. He's my tennis GOAT.
I one time watched him play live, and he, like, floats on the court. Like, the footwork is ridiculous. He's a ridiculous athlete.
Yeah, and I kind of like how he's, like, getting everything done, like, taking time to recover and coming back for some, like, competing and everything. Like, it's a good feeling for that, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Arno, tell us the best thing that we might not know or Maryland fans might not know about your hometown, Sion. Hopefully I'm saying that right, yeah. Switzerland.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing, like, we're just, like, in the middle of the mountains. It's freaking beautiful, like, really. I can't say it's the beautifulest place in the world, but for me it is. So yeah, it's beautiful. Like, we have a castle in the middle of the town. There's a castle. It's really beautiful, like, really.
I just did a quick Google search, and I was going to bring up the castle on the hill. This looks like a Disney movie. This looks like a fairy tale going on. This is incredible.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Anyone
listening to this podcast right now, make sure you Google Sion, Switzerland, S-I-O-N, and just take in the view. This is what Arno looks at every day.
I'm looking. It looks like the castle in Frozen. It's like the castle in Frozen. So Arno, we have to ask you, how good of a skier are you?
Oh, I'm good. I would say I'm good because I did, like, during 8 years, I did ski, and yeah. I know how to ski backwards a little bit, so yeah, I know how to ski, you know. Like,
I think you're good is like American, like, great or
maybe yes.
Because I've skied a little bit in my life, but I have a feeling you'd be doing circles around me on the mountain. Swiss background.
What has been the reaction to you know, your family and your friends to the journey you're kind of on right now? Obviously, you know, basketball is not really like the sport of sports in Switzerland. So for you to be kind of going on this is pretty rare, I'm assuming, among Swiss basketball players. What has been that kind of reaction like from family, friends, and people that support you?
They're all cheering for me, you know, like, a lot of support. They're like saying, oh, it's great for you. Like, it's a big opportunity. They're all behind me, like, for real. For me, it means everything. Like, to have my family and friends saying, it's the greatest thing for you, just go enjoy. Like, it's the best thing for me, like, really.
Arno, we'll get you out of here on a couple of rapid-fire questions. First of all, what hobby, beyond basketball, have you been doing to keep yourself busy during the pandemic? Although it sounds like your guys' pandemic situation is better than ours, so maybe you haven't been quarantined.
Yeah. what did I do, like... I read a lot of mangas, you know. Yeah, I like that.
Is that what's behind you in your bookcase over there? I'm assuming.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
There you go.
Very nice. Very nice. Arno, tell me the bucket list sporting event that you would like to attend one day, like the sporting event that you'd want to attend over anything else.
The biggest things. That's a tough question. I would say, like, first of all, in the next years, like, becoming a huge player in Maryland, that would be, like, a big thing for me. And after that, when I kind of finish my 4 years, I would hope to play in like NBA or go to the EuroLeague. I want to play professionally, like whatever, but the highest level possible, you know.
Like that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the biggest dream, like really playing at the highest level.
Arno, what is the music artist you're listening to right now?
Oh, the music artist. His name Niska. He's a French rapper, so yeah.
There you go. I can solidly say you're the first person to say a French rapper on this show to that question. Yeah. So me and Keith will have to check that out. You're gonna have to introduce the French rap to the locker room. I mean, I don't think our guys are pulling that out right now.
For sure, yeah.
Love it. How about maybe the show you're watching or streaming right now during quarantine?
The show I'm watching for the second time Arrow and
yeah.
Arrow. Okay.
13 Reasons Why too. Yeah.
13 Reasons Why. Okay. There you go.
13 Reasons Why. Pretty good show. I only got through the first season. I didn't watch the last couple seasons, but it was good in the first season. Arno, we normally ask people what their favorite place to eat in College Park is. We know you have not been to College Park, so you cannot answer that question, but what is your favorite place to eat in your hometown?
In my hometown? Oh, that's a tough question.
we only ask the tough ones.
We have like, you know, a lot of culture, like Italian culture. So we have a lot of Italian restaurants and everything. So there are like two good Italian restaurants I'm thinking about. Like, there's one, like it's called La Rose de l'Ouest in French. So I don't know how to translate it because it's a bit tough, but it's like the Rose of West. We wanted to say it.
And then finally, what's your favorite home cooked meal?
You know, like, I don't know if you say the same in English, but raclette, like you just take cheese, a half cheese, and you just grill it and take the cheese. Like, I don't know how to say that, but
I don't know. Cheese and grill sounds good enough to me. I don't know if.
Yeah.
when you do get to College Park, I want to have you maybe make a couple of these Swiss dishes for us, or maybe for the guys in the locker room. They can try it out and let you know what they think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Arno, thanks so much for taking a little bit of your time for us. We can't wait to see you here at Maryland. Hopefully that is sooner rather than later. Enjoy your time in Switzerland, and we're happy that you've become a Terp. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.